If you would, turn in your Bibles to the Psalms in chapter 59 so that we can read this together. And if you'll excuse me just a second, I brought the wrong notes with me. Glad I'm in the house with the Lord's people because I know you forgive me. There we go. All right, the psalm in which we are meditating on this morning is Psalm 59. And I'd like for us to read it together, please. Beginning in verse 1. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me. Not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. At evening they return. They growl like a dog. They go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. And at evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are unsatisfied. But I will sing for your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. This, of course, if you read in the introductory part of the psalm, is a psalm of David. It's a psalm of David when he was being pursued by Saul. And you might say, well, a lot of the time of David's life was being pursued by Saul, but this is a time when David was being pursued even unto his own house. And Saul surrounded the house with his messengers and with his men that he may slay him. You see, just before, Jonathan went to Saul and convinced him that David was not out to kill him or to come against his father whatsoever. And so Saul said, told Jonathan to allow David to come back into his house. And then once again, David went out and fought for the people of Israel. And he slaughtered many. And then Saul once again became jealous and envious and threw his spear at David. And so David fled. David fled to his house where Saul sent his men to flee after him, to kill him. And then Michal, David's wife, which is also Saul's daughter, warned David and lowered him down through a window that he may escape. And that is the background of this psalm. That is the background where we, if we think about it, when David was in the house and he's listening to the men as they are threatening to kill him, not knowing what would happen, the fear that would arise, as oftentimes we have fears as well. And so the psalm, I have divided it in this way. Verses 1 and 2. Is David praying for God to deliver him and to defend him from those who seek to do evil to him? And then in verse 3 and verse 4, David proclaims his innocence before Saul and also before those who are looking to slay him, that David has no guilt of sin against Saul. And then in verse 5, once again, David prays for God to punish those who have a false claim of their religion. As Saul, who sought his own ways and not God's ways. And then here David inserts a Selah and ends one portion of his song. Then in verses 6 and 7, David is releasing his anxiety to God. David is telling God those who are laying in wait for him and to kill him. Then at the end of verse 7, David points out that those who seek him think that they do it in secret and that nobody knows, or yet that even God knows. And then in verses 8 and 9 and 10, David sings of God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty over all, and that He, God, is a strong tower which no man can penetrate, for it is God who will take David's life and not Saul. For it is God's choice of when David shall die. And so David is putting his trust in his strong tower, God who can defend him and will defend him. And then once again, David closes this portion of the psalm with a Selah. Then he prays again in verses 14, 15, and 16, where he begins the singing of the praises unto God, his strong tower, as if to say, what can man truly do unto me? And so it is with you and me that God is our tower, and He is our defense, our deliverer in times of struggle and in times of fearfulness. So sing this psalm against the fears that you may have in this world. When the enemy is at your doorstep seeking to sift you as wheat, as he was Peter, and know that God is and always will be your sure defense. Now let us rise and sing Psalm 59, selection A.